I love you more than anything. I love you more than anything. I love you, Lord, you're everything to me. I love you more than anything. I love you more than anything. I love you, Lord, you're everything to me. I love you more than anything. I love you more than anything. I love you, Lord, you're everything. Lord, you're everything to me. Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day, a brand new day that you have made, a brand new day that you've allowed for us to be able to see, another day of victory, another day of favor, another day of your abundant blessings. As we bow down before you, O God, and begin this morning off with you, Father, we pray that your will be done in our lives in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. We submit our will and we submit ourselves to your authority. We ask, O God, that even right now that you would come to more and have your way. Move on our behalf. Move by your power. Move by your might. Move by your spirit, God, on us right now in the name of Jesus, so that our flesh won't get any of your glory. Bind everything that's unlike you. Cast the devil out of our minds. Cast the devil out of our wills and cast them out of our way. Cast them out of our thoughts. Cast them out of our actions. Cast them out of our desires, Lord. Bind everything that's unlike you, Lord, so that you will get all of the glory, all of the honor, and all praise. Lord, we cry out this morning that we love you, that you mean the world to us, Lord, because you are everything that we need and more, God. You are the very air that we breathe. You're the very reason why we move and have our very being. You are our life, and you are the one that gives us life and that more abundantly. You are the one that allows us to be elevated, and you are the one that allows us to grow. You're the one that allows us to move forward, God, and you are the one that gives us the victory over everything or every challenge, Lord, that the enemy tries to rise up against us. I'm so grateful, oh God, this morning that I can stand upon your words, and your word is what gives us the reassurance, Lord, that we have the victory, because your word promises that no weapon that's formed against us shall prosper. Lord, the enemy is forming weapons even right now against your people for this day, but no matter what he has formed, no matter what he has put in place, no matter how many chops, oh God, that he's attempted to put on our pathways, on our journey for the day, God, we have the victory as long as we continue to allow you to lead, guide, and direct us in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, I want you to open up our spiritual eyes this morning that we may see you, that we may see you in the beauty of your holiness, that we may see you in the beauty of your glory, oh God, that as we submit to your will and we surrender to your way, God, that you would have your way in us, oh God, and that you would order our footsteps in the mighty name of Jesus, because if our footsteps are ordered by you, Lord, then we don't have to worry about falling into any traps. We don't have to worry about going into the wrong ways, but we won't go into the ways that seem it right. We'll go in the ways that we know is right, according to what your spirit is directing us and what he is saying to us in our lives. So we thank you, oh God, for yet another day of blessings and another day of favor, oh God, that you have bestowed upon your people. For you touched us with your finger of love this morning, and you allowed us to rise. And not only did you allow us to rise, but you woke us up this morning in our right mind, because we're on this call with
with a desire to pray. Lord, not just because you said that men ought to always pray, but we understand that prayer changes things. And so when we stir up, oh God, in the midst of prayer, when we call on the name of Jesus, God, before the day begins, Lord, we set ourselves up for greatness. We set ourselves up for you to do great and wonderful things because we put flesh under subjection and we begin our mornings off with you. Some people say that breakfast is the best thing to have. God, the first thing or the best thing that we should have for a successful day. But Lord, I stand before these people that are joining us on this call this morning to declare that prayer is the best that we can have to set us up for a very successful day. Because we're telling God that we won't lean into our own understanding and that we will acknowledge him and that we need him to direct our pathways. Thank you, O God, for the power of prayer. And thank you, O God, for the reassurance that our prayers are reaching you, that we don't have to have any doubt or any fear that you don't hear us. And since we don't have any doubt or any fear that you hear us, then, Lord, we know without a shadow of a doubt that our petitions will be made, that our petitions will be completed, that they will be answered, O God, and that you will get the glory out of our lives. And so as we begin this morning, Lord, we're not looking for the fishes and loaves, but I just ask for your glory to be revealed in the lives of your people in the name of Jesus. And I pray, oh God, that you would grant your people according to the riches of your glory. For us, your people, to be strengthened with the might of your glory, oh God, and by your spirit in our inner man. Lord, I just don't want your supernatural working power to work on our outside, Lord, because we don't want to just be judged by what people see. But Lord, we want to be judged by the tables of our hearts. Oh God, what we believe in, what we exude, oh God, what comes up out of us in the mighty name of Jesus, and we want your glory to come out of us. So Lord, allow the Spirit to strengthen us, oh God, in our inner man, oh God, that we may be acceptable and holy before you, that we may think on those things that are lovely, that we may be worthy of your calling, God, and that we may be a light, oh God, to this dark and dying generation. It's our plea, oh God, this morning, that you will pour out your Spirit upon us, oh God, that we may do your will, and that you might get the glory out of our lives. We don't want anything to be done for vain glory. Oh God, we learned on Sunday, oh Lord, that when we do things to satisfy our flesh, then we're on our way to hell. And we were reminded last night, Lord, that we don't want our flesh, oh God, that in our flesh is no good thing. And as you change our positions, Lord, we must change that we practice things in our lives. We can't allow the world to come in. We don't want to we don't want to compromise to the world. We don't want to yield to the world, oh God, but we want to stand upon the principles of holiness, stand upon the principles of righteousness, stand upon your word, oh God, that Jesus still saves, that he still delivers, and that he still sets free, and that he died so that we might have life and life that more abundantly. And he came, oh God, so that we might be free from the bonds of sin, oh God, and that he rose again on Thursday with all power in his hands. So because he rose, oh God, then I don't have to worry about how far I may have dropped, but Lord, I can just know without a shadow of a doubt that you picked me up, oh God, and that you turned me around, and God, that you placed my feet on higher ground because you had a greater calling for my life than each and every one of us. Thank you for another chance to say yes. We thank you, oh God, for the opportunity to submit to your will, and we thank you for another day that you have made. Strengthen us right now. Pour out your spirit into us right now. Oh God, so that your will might be done in our lives. We want you to come out. And so, Lord, we want you to transform and renew our minds, that we may prove that which is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. We want your perfect will to be done today. So come the more and have your way in our lives today. Whether we're on our way to work, oh God, or just going on our day-to-day journey, I know my mother is going to the doctor this morning. Lord, let us not, oh God, be fretful or fearful about anything that is ahead of us today, because we've begun our day off with you, and we've said yes to your will and yes to your way. So whether we're on our way to on our way to school, on our way to the grocery store, whatever it is in our schedule for today, have your way, move by your power, and we put our trust and our faith in you today. We know you're not a God that fails because you are true to your word. I'm thankful, Lord, this morning that you remain to be the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And I thank you, oh God, for the power of prayer. And I also thank you for the power of praise. And I ask, oh God, that you would allow your praises to continually flow through us in the name of Jesus. Flow, oh God. Let your glory and let your praises flow through us. And as we praise you, oh God, inhabit our praises today, oh God, that we may have everything that we need for the day. I'm thankful that you are the answer, that you are what I need today. And not only are you what I need today, you are what the world needs today. Help us to spread love. Help us to show love. Help us to exude love, God, that we may draw someone and that we may let them know how they can know you in the pardon of their sins. Give us the boldness, O Lord, today to be a witness for you, to share your good news so that someone might be saved today. Let it be done through our walk. Let it be done through our talk. Let it be done through our actions, Lord, that you might get the glory out of our lives and that a life may be snatched up out of the depths of hell, which is enlarging itself day by day. We glorify you. We magnify you. We honor and adore you. And we thank you for this time of prayer. Now bless us, lead us, guide us, and direct us. And we'll be careful to give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. It's in the matchless and mighty name of Jesus Christ we pray this morning. We say thank God, amen, and amen.